Why, I ask you, are societies shifting away from plastics for, say, straws or takeout bags or food or packaging of things in the grocery store? Because it's better for the environment, right?
That's what
progressive governments tell us. No plastic bags, no spoons, no straws. We got to use plastic alternatives because of the great plastic reef in the ocean, they say. Plastics are made from fossil fuels, and that's bad. It's increasing carbon emissions, even though no environmentalists have been or scientists have been able to prove that humans are causing global warming or that increased emissions are causing global warming. No models agree in that. But okay, so plastics, right? Only a new study shows that replacing plastics with alternatives would be, quote, worse for greenhouse gas emissions in most cases, meaning plastic is actually the best thing we've got. We're demonizing it for no reason if you run the models on the alternatives. Now, we don't live in a society, like once I read Morrissey's autobiography, which was a weird book, and he talks about how he would go down to like the fish and chip shop with a plate, and then they'd put a dish towel over it and then walk back home. We don't do that anymore. We don't really live in a society like that. Our society is, in fact, shaped by plastics. What researchers did was consider plastic alternatives and how they would create emissions from production, transportation, use, end-of-life disposal, including landfill, incineration, recycling, and reuse. So they take all of that and they calculate the product lifestyle cycle. They found that plastic products release 10 to 90% fewer emissions than plausible alternatives. Plausible here. We're not saying your grandma's going to knit something that can then transport food. Like, what can actually be put into use in our society? Well, why? Because plastics are easy to make, easy to dispose of, and light to ship. Here is a chart, and this will not be easy for you to see, but I showed you where you can find this for yourself. So what it shows is they compare plastic packaging to things like food, soap, milk, meat, furniture, clothes, carpet, to alternatives, viable alternatives like paper, steel, cotton, wool, copper, fiberglass, and concrete. In every single case, they find that plastic has the lowest carbon footprint. In only one case did they find that a plastic alternative would be favorable for carbon output, and that was industrial drums. That means steel drums like this right here are actually better than plastic drums like this. So for things that you might fill into there, well, the reason is that steel drums, even though they're heavier to transport, they have a 10-year lifespan. So that's better than these 5-year lifespans of the plastic drums. So it stands to reason. So didn't we already have some clues that plastic may be better for the environment than things that people just say, yes, paper is better? We did already, because this California study showed that once California banned plastic bags, carbon emissions went up due to the energy needed to produce more paper bags. And also people were using more big trash bags when they don't have the small carryout bags for trash. So, okay. There has been data about this all along, if we bothered to look. What about the Great Plastic Reef? Well, a few things. Most of that is fishing material, so it's not really on the consumer. And yes, that industry should clean that up, absolutely. But also, given that the U.S. doesn't recycle plastic and China does, China recycles their own but doesn't take ours anymore, the biggest problem with plastic waste actually comes from low-income countries. Because in the United States, we can just burn it up and it's not a problem. And that's usually what does happen. Low-income countries only collect about 50% of their trash. The rest just gets blown out into the earth. So if countries improve their GDP, they get better waste collection and plastics are either properly recycled or burned up in the incinerators. So that is where that problem lies, not in your Starbucks takeout. Okay, but what about the toxic effect? We're told that plastics are toxic on the body because they release chemicals that act as endocrine disruptors because your body perceives them as a hormone. Well, that myth was busted recently when Belgian researchers tested 39 brands of straws for forever chemicals that take a long time to process out of your body, they found that those chemicals were much more prominent in straws made from paper or bamboo and more likely to be found in paper straws. So if you look at this chart, all of these like bars full of chemicals that can get into your body, you look along the top, are in paper, glass, bamboo. And there is some in plastics, but so much less than these paper straws. That's why when we go someplace and my kids get like a paper boba straw, disgusting. I'm like, nope, you're not using that. Because they are literally just getting a big spoonful of forever chemicals.
Did you also know, I mean, it was interesting because someone in the chat pointed this out and I had heard this and I just wanted to confirm it, that paper straws predate plastic straws. That we had paper straws. They were terrible.
Uh-huh.
They were initially made from manila paper. And so people would drink their stuff in the late 1800s and it would taste like grass.
I did not.
So they're like, oh, I don't want this. So we got away from it because it was terrible.
Yeah.
And we had plastics.
Right.
And then we go back to terrible.
Well,
again.
The reason for that is there's actually been a lot of innovation in plastics, so it leaches far less. And so sort of the market economy is already taking care of that, but we've already decided to demonize it. So we're making it worse on ourselves because society is idiotic. So, you know, again, I thought plastics were the worst, but what if they're not? But what if they do end up in the ocean? Isn't that enough of a reason to stop using plastics? Well, if that were true, yes. But guess what? We don't know because between 2007 and 2013, scientists took boats around 680 times to measure plastic in the ocean. And guess what they found? It's that they found that less than 0.1% of plastics produced in the world end up in the sea. So we think, oh my God, all this plastic is produced and it's all ending up in the sea. No, because if you quantify all that's produced, which is a ton and a ton, only 0.1% of that ends up in the sea. And again, we talked about how it's mostly fishing gear. But what about microplastics? Because Oxford University told us that the amount of microplastics would go up and up and up by 2050. Well, in the 2014 study, they also found that 100 times less microplastics were found than expected. So where does it all go? Well, it turns out larger plastics get broken down into small particles digested by sea life and they sink into fecal pellets, which isn't good for animals at all. But a lot of it could also dissolve by the sun before it ever gets to the animals. And in fact, in 2019, researchers found that they could simulate plastics before being broken down into carbon dioxide and dissolving as organic carbon. So we don't have a lot of research that plastic is bad for the earth or bad for our bodies or bad for the sea, but we're spending all of this time and effort writing legislation to take it out of our lives when we may in fact be doing worse. That's why videos like this are all over the internet. So this guy's saying, me drinking from my flaccid paper straw while Taylor Swift uses a private jet to go to Starbucks. There's a lot of this on the internet. So
they're awful.
Yeah.
They really
so next
awful.
Time someone offers you something paper and or you turn your nose up at something plastic because you think you're supposed to, this has really changed how I am too. I'm like, no, get the plastic straw to my kids rather than the paper one.
Well, and I also wonder if we're going to have a backlash against the lack of paper bags, you know, in because there's a bunch of cities, there's a bunch of states that have now banned plastic bags and you've got to pay or you can pay 10 cents or whatever to get a plastic bag and all this BS.
I don't mind reusing my bags. That doesn't bother me at all, you know, but I also am no longer one of those who demonizes plastic bags either.
Right.
It's
like the old George Carlin joke, right? You mean the earth has been through, you know, massive hurricanes and volcanoes and the dinosaurs and asteroids,
meteors.
And you mean to tell me that a couple of plastic bags are going to end the earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was a plastic idiot for a long time. I really tortured my mother-in-law when the kids were little about using plastics. And so.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Even those like plastic.
You're a tyrant.
Like my sister-in-law would bring these plastic things to place on the table so the babies could make a mess there. And I was like, oh, the plastics. Like, what a dummy I was.
But hey.
Know?
we all grow, right? Yeah. So it's you can see the evolution right before you.
Mm. One of those paper straws.
I just went along with it as a good husband. You know, I just was like, yeah, plastics. Yeah.
Right. Keep that
those
away
paper
from the
straws
baby.
To me are like fingers on the chalkboard because they like stick to your lips and stuff. Yeah. And I can't stand that.
Yeah.
So every time I get a paper straw, I'm like, no. But I carry a metal straw with a filter in my car. So, you know, it's rewashable and stuff. And I use that as much as I can.
So you can drink out of puddles and stuff?
If I wanted to, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to be able to. We
what
have
is
those,
the one,
too.
The life straw?
Can.
The life straw. Right.
Anybody can drink out of a puddle. Yeah. It's just
I mean, you
could
do that with a paper straw if you wanted.
David's like, yeah, I'm often thirsty while I'm doing a road trip, and I see a puddle, I've got my straw, just pop right out and use it.
You're supposedly able to even drink your own pee with those.
Bear Grylls style.
Yeah, Bear's Grill or whatever, drinking his own. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw somebody in the chat saying, yeah, I don't use the straws near my kids. I keep those plastic straws away from my kids as well. So I get there's still a lot of people that are kind of.
Well, no, you saw the chart. It's stainless steel. I thought, you know, and a lot
stainless
of
steel is what? The
is
best?
The best. Yeah. Yeah. Carry those. I've got those as well. Yep. And also, my mother-in-law got really scandalized by those, too, because she's like, this is a baby.
You're
going to
give him a metal straw?
And I was like, yes, I am.
The coddling of children. Give him just a couple of shards of glass.
Give him a whiskey.
See how those kids can handle it. Cybercrime has become the third largest economy in the world, trailing in size only to the United States and China right now. Cybercriminals target people, businesses by exploiting vulnerabilities in the everyday tools that we use, like email, social media messengers, free cloud storage, weak passwords. When you get a text message and someone sends a link, don't click that link, for crying out loud. And if you, I mean, oh my God, I see these emails all the time. I get something from like Apple or whatever that's like, hey, you've been charged for this app in the App Store. And it's like, do you want to contest? No, don't click that link. Never, ever, ever do that. You know, in fact, this month, AT&T announced that hackers compromised all of their customers' text and call records, which exposes us to even more threats. And that's where the people at Bunker Life come in, because they are protecting we the people. Bunker is an affordable all-in-one app protecting you against identity theft, cybercrime, and surveillance. Bunker includes patent-pending secure messaging, easy-to-use password management, secure cloud storage. Why pay for several different applications when you can protect yourself with Bunker for just $12 annually? Bunker is owned and operated by security professionals with a long history of protecting the public against cyber criminals and surveillance. So you can download it right now and get a year for free, a whole year for free. Just go to Bunker, that's BUNKR.life today. Download the app for free. Use the code redacted and you get a free year on us by using our code redacted. Again, Bunker.life and use the code redacted.